Madam Chair, Mr. High Commissioner, the Republic of Angola associates itself with the statement made by Togo on behalf of the African group. We wish to express our appreciation to the UNHCR and to the High Commissioner and the other organizations within the UN system for their actions taken in difficult times or in moments of conflict or human disasters, as they continue to increase the number of refugees and IDPs. Since March of 2017, Angola has been offering its hospitality and international protection to more than 30,000 refugees. Among these, there are 13,000 minors and children from the DRC following the painful events in the Kasai province. We are very appreciative to the High Commissioner for his having launched on 12 June a call for contributions from the international community to come and help these refugees. However, of the $65 million requested, merely 33% have been made available and distributed toward the creation of conditions that favor the installation of the refugees in the center of Luova in the province of Luanda Norte. Despite the economic financial difficulties, Angola has decided to attribute to refugees arable land in the hopes that they will become self-sufficient in matters of nutrition. The government decided to also implement a civil status registration plan for refugee children and to move toward their incorporation into the public educational system. The refugee children that are unaccompanied are provisionally placed in foster families and are under supervision of authorities and humanitarian organizations. Madam Chair, for many years, Angola has received also 15,550 refugees, 30,000 asylum, and 30,000 asylum seekers. This represents a total of 45,550 people from other countries, mainly from the DRC. Of these, 2,994 are from Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Rwanda, and they are concerned by the global strategy of the cessation clause implementation. Despite the cessation clause, all those who seek refugee and asylum cessation clause, all those who seek